In for Becky Lynn, I'm Peter Seymour on Arizona's news station, KTAR News. And for more thickness, here's Gatos and Barry Markson.
Oh, that was fantastic.
Wow.
I'm going to send that to Chad. That was beautiful.
Going to put Chad out of business.
Let's go over a couple of court cases. Barry, you're the lawyer. I'm glad you're here. Chad will be back on Monday. We've got two of Arizona's worst in the news. The QAnon shaman, Jacob Chansley, and the Hacienda rapist, that awful slug of a human being. So let's go over these two, because they're pretty big deals today. I think everybody from Arizona, we remember the QAnon shaman notoriously storming the Capitol. You know, he's wearing horns. He's got a dead skunk on his head. I don't know what that looks like. He's got the beard, the red, white, and blue face paint. He lives with his mother. He's a sad and sorry excuse for a human being. So he goes into the Capitol on July 6th, and he says, "No, I was just there to pray. And please, you know, I'm mentally ill. And so, you know, I believed everything Trump told me. I was duped. I can't eat what you're giving me in jail. I need organic food." And you just want to kick this guy in his teeth. So, Barry, what happened with him today? Because he's got a plea deal.
Yeah, he's got a plea deal, and he's going to go to court tomorrow to enter that plea deal. At this point, we don't know which specific charges he's pleading guilty to. He was facing six charges, including civil disorder and obstructing an official proceeding. My guess is he'll plead guilty to one or two of those, and then we'll see what the judge does with the – I don't know if sentencing is going to happen tomorrow, but he's going to enter his plea tomorrow.
All right, so who going into a plea tomorrow? I mean, I remember a few months ago talking to his lawyer. Boy, is he a piece of work, too.
Yeah.
And, you know, all the excuses about Jacob Chansley, and he's misunderstood, and he's a sad soul. We should feel bad for him. I don't feel bad for this guy. I'd throw him in jail for a while. I think we're actually going way too easy on the people who stormed the Capitol. They're not getting these long jail sentences. And you know what? They should all be charged with attempted murder. You know what? Cops killed themselves after what they had to go through on that day. And I think that this guy, the QAnon shaman, he's part of that. All these other dopey people with their MAGA crap. I think they should all go to jail. I think they're all domestic terrorists. Why aren't they being charged with domestic terrorism?
Yeah, the charges have been interesting. And the ones we've seen sentenced so far, Gatos, are all on the minor side. In other words, nobody who has attacked police officers or hurt any police officers, none of those folks have been sentenced yet. So the ones we're seeing now are people who are in the Capitol, you know, did something while they were there, obviously not supposed to be there. Some charges as little as trespassing, and others with bigger stuff. But we haven't seen any big sentences yet. And some judges in the district there in D.C. who are doing this, and some that are part of the judges that haven't sentenced anybody yet, but they've come out and said, "I think we're under sentencing here," because they want to send, number one, they want to punish people for what they did, which was atrocious. But two, they want to send a message and as a deterrent to say to people in the future, don't do this again. This
right.
You're going to be in prison if you do this.
Ugh.
And they're not doing it yet. Let's
go to an even worse human being. That's pretty true. Former nurse, Hacienda Healthcare. He raped an incapacitated woman. She later gave birth at the long-term care facility. This was one of the worst stories I've ever covered. It happened in 2018. This guy, I think his last name is Sutherland.
Yes, Nathan Sutherland.
Okay, so what went down today with him, Barry?
So his lawyer announced that they've, and the county prosecutors announced that they've entered a plea agreement with him. The trial was set to start here very shortly in September, and instead he's going to plead guilty to two charges, one of sexual abuse and one abuse of a vulnerable adult. The first one is a Class 2 felony. The second one's a Class 4 felony. And the sentencing range from the plea agreement, according to the Maricopa County Attorney's Office, is 5.25 years to 10 years. So the judge, if the judge follows this plea agreement, is going to sentence
him.
That's it. 5 to 10 years, which is crazy to me. It's so low. And then
should he get?
The other
because
one is a lifetime probation.
Listen, this guy is, I mean, he's just one of the most horrible human beings. So I want to see him go to jail for a while, but, you know, that's the emotion talking from it I'm talking from emotion. But what should he get? What does a rapist usually get? Do they get 10 years? Is that what happens?
It seems like it should be worse than that. I mean, here he's at least what he's pleading guilty to is it's sexual abuse, which is not, I mean, it's, it can be considered rape, but it's not rape. The vulnerable adult thing is there as well. So, I mean, it's a class two felony. I when I looked at the charges, they look at things as this a first offense, which I believe for him it is, and a whole bunch of other mitigating factors.
I mean,
I agree. I'm very surprised that the county attorney's office is entering into a plea where the sentencing is this low. I'm surprised.
Like what is he, go up in front of the judge and say, hey, I only raped her once.
Yeah.
Or no, I only raped one woman, but many times.
Yeah.
I mean, so it's a first offense. You got to let me off.
Yeah. And you have
awful.
To recognize the state's paid, I think it was $17 million to settle this. I mean, this was really bad. This woman has serious brain issues and can't move. And he did the things he did to her. It's just awful. And it engendered so much emotion from everybody here in the Valley. It was just so disgusting. So to say he's going to get 5 to 10 years in prison, Gatos, I agree with you. It just seems low. I'm really kind of surprised. I'm curious if we'll get somebody from the county attorney's office at some point just to answer why this is happening. I can't imagine they had an issue with evidence or anything else. I it would seem like they had all the cards. I don't get it.
Wasn't there a story that the DNA that they took was possibly – they did it. They didn't do it the right way.
Well, maybe that's it.
And maybe that's why they're trying to. Because I remember talking about something like that. I wish Chad was here because he remembers every single detail of every show. The guy's unbelievable. I don't have that memory. But I do remember that, you know, the DNA, it matched a sample taken from the woman's son. But the way that the police took the DNA may have been a problem. We'll look it up. We'll talk about it. But, man, you get this guy 5 years. Holy. Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
Hopefully
he's the ultimate predator. I mean, can you imagine he's a nurse and he's supposed to take care of this person? And what he does is he goes in there and he forces himself on her all the time. That is the most despicable, disgusting thing. I hope somebody whacks him in jail while he's there. I hope someone really gets to this guy.
The incredible thing is her family had said multiple times, hey, we want to make sure that only female nurses are taking care of her. And they assured them that's what was happening, when in fact this guy was caring for her hundreds of times. So it was just such a huge blunder. I mean, just awful. And we'll find out why the sentencing is like this. But there must be some reason that the county attorney's office felt that this was a good plea. But I'm very surprised. But the good news is there won't be a trial. The family doesn't have to go through that trauma that a trial would likely bring back for them. And at least that part of it's over. I'm hoping and assuming that the family has been, the county attorney spoke with the family and that they've signed off on this. That's my hope.
The thing that I was talking about with the DNA, the judge rejected Nathan Sutherland's bid to toss DNA. So that was tossed out.
Yeah.
So that's not what's happening here.
No, I mean, maybe they still think it's an issue on appeal. I don't know. I mean, look, and Gatos, I have to tell you, when I looked at the sentencing, it was as high as 25 years, depending on how this was charged. But again, if it's the first offense and it was, the higher sentences went to people who had prior convictions for this or other things. And that wasn't the case here. So at least as far as we know. So maybe this is the norm for something like this. But this was so egregious and just so disgusting. I'm still kind of surprised.
All right. Coming up next, we got pop quiz towards the end of the show. We'll give you all a pop quiz. We got a great prize. Plus, when we come back, we'll talk a little NFL. The NFL is doing the social justice thing.
Oh, boy.
What are you going to see on the field? And will people look at it and say, not on my Sunday. I don't want to see politics. It's all coming up next.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Serious news, seriously entertaining. The Gatos and Chad Show.
All right, we're going to play pop quiz in just about 15 minutes.
I'm going to win. I'm going to win today, Gatos.
You're
I'm going to win.
You're not going to win. You're not allowed to play.
What?
You know that.
I didn't know.
Why do we go through this every day? Barry's in for Chad. So we'll give you a quiz, true-false questions about the day's news. And we got a really, actually, we have a good prize. It's not the crappy one we gave away yesterday, which was your free legal advice.
Much better today. Much better prize.
All right. You know I tease. Okay.
I know.
So you and I are big fans of the NFL.
Yes.
Do you play fantasy football?
I do. Do I play fantasy football?
I know. It's a joke. I love the NFL. I love fantasy football. Sundays are amazing. The NFL's brought back social justice helmets, and they're going to put on the field end racism and stop hate. And, like, this is all, like, you know, I watch the NFL to be entertained. I watch the NFL to get away from the crap that is this world these days. Listen, I'm all about ending racism and stopping hate and inspiring change. This is some of the things that they're going to be putting on in the end zone. But it doesn't work. It does. Just because you put something on your helmet doesn't mean that you're going to inspire change. You know, these great athletes that we watch every Sunday, so many of them go into the community and inspire change. Putting something on your helmet won't do that. Putting something on your helmet also kind of reminds me about the politics that's going around. And I don't want to think about that on a Sunday. Am I just being a jerk?
No, I agree with you. And I think a lot of people do. And I know a lot of I have family members and friends who've really stopped watching sports because of what the NBA did last year and a little bit with the NBA, with the NFL. You know, the NFL, they're adding this year, they're going to play what some people call the Black National Anthem before games. Right. In addition to the regular national anthem, I don't understand this, Gatos. I mean, I understand that they want to highlight some things in the country that are bad, but that it doesn't do any good. It's a feel good maneuver to try to make some people feel better, but in reality, it's not going to change anything. And if I'm the NFL and you're alienating some of your audience, why do that? It makes no sense.
Yeah, but I don't know why anyone would turn it off. And I'm with you.
I agree with that too.
I know a lot of people that do turn it off because of this stuff. And I'm like, you're just punishing yourself. You call yourself a big NFL, you know, an NFL fan.
Yeah.
And you're punishing yourself because you don't want to read Black Lives Matter in the end zone. Well, I mean, that's kind of silly. You're kind of shooting yourself in the foot. Okay, go do something else on a Sunday. I'll just say this. Football is very important to me. My wife and I have season tickets to the Cardinals. We used to go to 4 or 5 games a year. This year we said, well, the pandemic is over, we might as well buy season tickets. And so we did that, and certainly the pandemic is not over, but we bought the season tickets. We wanted to get back out there, and we're looking forward to going to the games, you know. So, but you know, the NFL, I thought that the NFL wasn't going to do this stuff. I think you got to look back at the NBA bubble. Because not the past season where the Suns were amazing, the one before it,
yeah.
The NBA bubble. They had Black Lives Matter written on the hard court. They had all these, you know.
Sayings on the uniforms.
It takes yeah. all of us, yeah, on the uniforms. And, I mean, it just turned people off. And you know this, the ratings were down. Okay, well, is it about ratings or is it about changing society? Okay, listen, it's about everything. You got to get ready. If no one's watching it, if you've ticked everybody off and no one's watching it, no one's seeing your signage anyway.
Yeah, it's and again, is putting the sign up, is that really changing anything? Let's talk about what actual change is happening. The NFL has a lot of influence. So what are they doing? What are the teams doing, the owners doing in their communities, to go to their local politicians and make sure they're doing putting things in place so that some of the bad things that happened over the last couple of years maybe don't happen, or to communicate better with the citizens of the community. There's a lot the NBA could do to facilitate positive change that a lot of people would agree with, but instead we seem to do this sort of stuff, where let's put a sticker on the helmets, or let's put something like the NBA did on the uniform, and it doesn't change anything. It doesn't really do anything at all. I agree with what you said earlier, Gatos. Let's find out what some of the players are actually doing, and let's do a package. Let's do something where we're watching a game and we get a minute and a half of what a player is doing in his community to help with this problem, or what an owner is doing, and let's see that. That's real change.
Yeah, what's DeAndre Hopkins doing?
Yeah.
What's J.J. Watt doing? What is Kyler Murray doing? Because you know what? I don't know this for a fact. I'm going to bet they're doing something in the community. Most football players do. They go to a city. They want to be part of the community. They pick a charity. They really work it. A lot of these players do it. I saw players, you know, showing up at a Target paying for everybody's back-to-school stuff.
Yeah.
These players, you know, they have a brutal job. That you go out there and you beat each other's brains in. And, you know, there's a lot of risk in there. They get hurt. They get injured. Their careers are shortened. Yes, they make a lot of money, but they also go out into the community. And I think that's the way to go. Tell me what DeAndre Hopkins of the Cardinals is doing. We saw it from Larry Fitzgerald forever.
Right.
We saw him at Phoenix Children's Hospital. We saw him at all these different events. We saw him with his softball charity game. He still didn't let me play, which I'm really upset about. But it's that kind of stuff. It's not what you wear on your helmet that says, we're all in this together.
And more than the charity stuff, they should show that too. But if the players are really and truly invested in Black Lives Matters type thing or police reform or whatever it is that they feel is important, show us what they're doing in a positive way in their community and how they're reaching across lines and getting people from diverse issues to sit down and discuss these things. That's positive. That's something again something that NFL players can do, NFL owners can do. The impact they have and the reach they have is greater than everybody else. Let's see what they're doing in that way, as opposed to, you can stick a sticker on your helmet and once in a while that'll be picked up by the camera. It doesn't do any good. It doesn't make any change, and all it's going to do is upset a lot of folks. Why do that? It just doesn't make sense to me.
Yep. Wanted to take a quick second just to tell everybody thanks for all the messages on Facebook and Twitter. My wife has COVID. I'm home doing the show. So many great listeners and all of you out there, reaching out. Really appreciate it. She's doing great. She was vaccinated, so her symptoms are mild. I'm upstairs. She's downstairs. So it was just very cool to see that yesterday. It was such a warm feeling. So I just wanted to thank everybody. All right, now that the mushiness is over, open up the phones for Pop Quiz.
Yeah.
Here we go. 602-277-5827. 277-5827. We have a real prize, which actually might be the best prize we've given away in weeks.
Really?
Yes. And this is true false questions about the day's news. And all you have to do is call us at 277-KTAR. We'll have some fun with Pop Quiz to end the show.
The Gatos and Chad Show.
Pop Quiz, hot shot.
All right, we end the show with Pop Quiz, 277-5827. We don't start until all the phone lines are full. And here's how we play. True, false questions about the day's news. Now, Chad usually is here, and he likes giving prizes out. Me, not so much. I want you to be dead to me. It's just that simple. I'm going to try and trick you. That's how the game's played. Barry, what is our prize today?
All right, we've got the Outlaw Music Festival featuring Willie Nelson and family, the Avett Brothers and Lucinda Williams. It's at Auction Pavilion on October 15th, and we have two tickets to that. So this is a pretty cool prize. Good thing I'm winning today. All right.
Here we go. 277-KTAR. Barry, who's first?
Bob is in Peoria.
All right.
Gato!
Bob!
I got some good information for you. You know, my cousin... He's going for his appeal tomorrow. The family is going to be there for his support.
Bob is the cousin of the QAnon shaman.
The shaman.
The guy with the horns. All right, good stuff, Bob. All right, here we go. You ready?
I'm ready.
The Federal Trade Commission is investigating why the McDonald's ice cream machines break down so often. True or false?
That is true. The McFlurry.
It is true. Toilet paper is flying off store shelves again. True or false?
That's true. I was in Fry's. It's empty.
Oh,
crazy. Costco is not going to re-implement purchase limits on toilet paper. True or false?
That's false.
It is false. They are going to re-implement. The average person uses 100 rolls of toilet paper per year. True or false?
That's false.
Oh, you're dead to me. It's true.
That's
so
true?
Close.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just happy that Bob's out because now I'm still in the running. Kimberly is at Apache Junction.
All right, Kimberly, you ready to play?
Yes.
All right. If the average person uses 100 rolls of toilet paper per year.
Hang on a second. 100 rolls of toilet paper a year?
Yeah.
They have some serious stomach problems.
Well, that breaks down to 40,000 sheets a year.
Oh my God.
40,000 sheets a year per person. True or false?
That would be true.
That would be false. You're dead.
Oh, Kimberly. Oh, you were so close, Kimberly.
It's 20,000.
I'm going
not 40.
To the concert. All right, here we go. John is in Phoenix.
All right, John.
Hi, guys.
Hey, John, ASU plays football tonight. True or false?
True.
It is true.
Yes.
It's been almost 20 months since ASU played at Sun Devil Stadium in front of their fans. It is true.
It is true.
They're going to play Southern Utah. True or false?
No. False.
Oh, crap. I don't know who they're playing. Who are they playing?
Are they playing Southern Utah?
I think they are playing Southern Utah. I thought you were going to get that one. You're dead to me.
Oh, no.
Gosh, I thought that was the easy one.
All right. I just want to make sure I'm understanding this right, Gatos. I won, right?
It is Southern Utah.
I know. I'm going to the concert. Woohoo!
When's the concert?
It's on October 15th.
I'm going to try and give that away tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
I was so close.
Thanks, everybody, for checking us out. Hey, Barry, good to talk to you. Thanks for hanging out.
Absolutely, Gatos. I'm glad you and your wife are doing okay. Hopefully that holds up. And stay COVID-free, everybody. Be careful.
Yes. And we'll see Peter Seymour in the next couple of minutes for Arizona's Evening News. Thanks, everybody.